I'm Marco Werman. This is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Earlier this month, Defense Secretary Robert Gates fired the Air Force's top two leaders. Gates cited the findings of a classified report that revealed the gradual erosion of nuclear standards in the Air Force. It was an alarming statement, but he didn't provide that much in the way of details. Now, more are starting to emerge. According to an online story in today's Financial Times, the U.S. military has lost track of hundreds of sensitive nuclear weapon components. Dmitry Savastopoulos wrote the story. Dmitry, the Air Force has reported two major incidents in the past year. We've heard how nuclear warhead triggers were accidentally shipped to Taiwan and how a plane load of nuclear missiles arrived in New Orleans unexpectedly. What have you learned now?
Well, the latest information, Marco, came from a report from Admiral Kirkland Donald, who was the Navy officer appointed by Secretary Gates to investigate the incident of the shipping of nose cones to Taiwan. And in his report, he found that the Air Force was unable to account for hundreds and possibly over 1,000 sensitive nuclear missile components that were in its inventory, and they don't know where they are. Now, some officials are saying this means that they may have been destroyed over a number of years, but the bottom line is they don't have the paperwork to say whether they've been destroyed, whether they've been shipped somewhere else, or whether they're in storage and no one knows where they are. And it raises real issues about accountability and nuclear safeguards.
And were you able to get a sense of what these some 1,000 components might actually be?
I don't have a detailed sense. I think the same kind of nose cones that were shipped to Taiwan are one of the components that he's mentioned in the report. I don't have detail about what the others are, but there's apparently sensitive components that would be used on nuclear missiles.
Right, and this news at the same time that Defense Secretary Gates is trying to, as he says, reestablish positive control over sensitive classified components. It doesn't really bode well for that kind of assertion.
No, it doesn't. And to have positive control, which is, again, kind of Pentagon jargon, you have to be able to see positively something and say, well, I know it's in this room because I can see it. And the point here, again, is that they don't have positive control. They don't know where these items ended up. And, I mean, this is why Secretary Gates, or part of the reason Secretary Gates a few weeks ago took the unprecedented step of firing both the Chief of Staff and the Secretary of the Air Force.
And what does it actually mean there's an erosion of nuclear standards?
What it means is that officials are not paying close enough attention to the safeguards that have been put in place over the years to make sure that nuclear materials, sensitive missile components, don't go missing. Whether, as you suggested earlier, they're stolen, they're lost, or they end up in the hands of other countries or possibly terrorist groups or extremist groups. And so over the years, Secretary Gates is saying the Air Force has not taken sufficient responsibility to make sure that those safeguards are implemented. And in fact, he's commissioned James Schlesinger, the former Secretary of Defense, to create a task force that will look into these issues and come up with recommendations to make the U.S. nuclear arsenal safer.
A senior defense official has said that there is no suggestion in the classified report about these nuclear safeguards, that the missing parts ended up in the hands of countries that shouldn't have them. That seems like an odd statement and a bizarre way to kind of justify all this.
Well, again, I think the point that that official was trying to make is that this may be just a question of the paperwork not being there to explain where certain components have why they were in the inventory and where they've gone to, why they're not in the inventory anymore. But again, what people say is, hold on a second, if that's the case, how do you know that they haven't ended up in other countries? How can you prove that? And that's what Secretary Gates was getting to when he was talking about positive control. So I think the repercussions of this are still to be felt.
Right. And how far do you think the repercussions are going to go?
Well, Secretary Gates, when he fired General Mosley and Secretary Michael Wynn, said that the new Chief of Staff of the Air Force would be asked to look at a number of other officials who had been tagged as being responsible for part of these problems. So I think over the next few months, you'll see a number of senior Air Force officials and possibly officials from other branches of the military services will lose their jobs or at a minimum get letters of reprimand that will end their careers.
I mean, the Strategic Air Command really was the blue chip stock of the Air Force for so many years. What do you think accounts for the deterioration of what was once such a prestigious part of the Air Force?
It's difficult to say, but I think some people would speculate that after the Cold War, the nuclear arsenal and the stewardship of the nuclear arsenal became a less important job within the U.S. military. I mean, at the moment, the buzz in the U.S. military is counterinsurgency. During the Cold War, it was clearly the nuclear arsenal, nuclear submarines, intercontinental ballistic missiles. And so I think probably some of the luster from that job has gone since the end of the Cold War. And that's maybe what's happening here.
Dmitry Savastopoulos is the Financial Times Pentagon and intelligence correspondent. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Marco. Pleasure.